alibi, my very own alibi, and at 7:40, you will hear that alibi.
Okay.
In the meantime, who are we saying hi to?
Kristen's ready to play
Kristen.
Can't Be Karen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Karen. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Marlboro.
Marlboro, like the cigarette.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Karen had to do that.
Marlboro,
sorry,
New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Marlboro, man. Saw you.
Uh-huh. Are you going to smoke Karen today, Kristen?
Wow,
is that what's going to happen?
I will smoke Karen. Let's go, Karen. Get out of the room.
Okay, look, she's not.
She kicked you out.
She's ready to go. Good luck, Chris.
There goes Karen Carson, the pop culture queen, out of the studio. We got 5 questions ready to go. Kristen is playing Can't Beat Karen.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Again, can you beat Karen? Yeah! Okay, then.
Question number 1. Whose show was Taylor Swift on when she announced her new album?
Travis Kelce.
There's Nothing Holding Me Back is a song from what new 1027 artist? Time is up. We'll move on to number 3. Oh, my God. You just missed it. Here's question number 3. The late Brandon Blackstock, who just died from cancer, was the ex-husband of what artist?
It was Kelly Clarkson.
Lady Gaga teamed with this artist to sing the song Die With a Smile.
Bruno Mars.
And the final question for Kristen. Martha Stewart just shot down the rumors she's not going to be part of this show. Was she talking about The Real Housewives of New York or Love Island?
Real Housewives.
You got 4 out of 5 correct, Kristen. Nice job.
Oh, my God.
We're going to get Karen back to the studio, but now I want to see Martha Stewart on Love Island.
Yes.
All right.
Karen!
Here comes Karen. Don't tell her your score. We kicked Karen out of the room so she wouldn't hear anything that happened in here. Karen's back. Karen, are you ready to play Can't Beat Karen?
Let's do it.
Number 1, whose show was Taylor Swift on when she announced her new album?
Travis and Jason Kelce's podcast, New Heights.
Whoa. Yes, you got a point for that one.
I'm
so
kind of
Kristen.
Obsessed with it.
There's Nothing Holding Me Back as a song from what new 1027 artist?
Kelly Clarkson?
No, it's Shawn Mendes. Nobody got a point for that one. Kristen knew it, but right after time was up.
There's nothing holding me back.
Oh, yeah. Right. What? Okay.
The late Brandon Blackstock, who just died from cancer, was the ex-husband of what artist?
Oh, that's Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, it is. You got a point.
Rest in peace.
So did Kristen. Lady Gaga teamed with this artist to sing the song Die With a Smile.
Bruno Mars.
Everybody gets that one correct. We're
such
still
good
tied.
Song. Such a good song.
If Karen gets the next question wrong, Kristen walks away as the winner of Can't Beat Karen.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Kristen got 4 out of 5 correct.
Nothing like a little pressure.
Final question. Martha Stewart just shot down the rumors. She's not going to be part of this show. Is it The Real Housewives of New York or Love Island?
I would guess it's The Real Housewives of New York.
You and Kristen guessed correctly. Nice job. Yeah, everybody got a point for that one. We got a 4 out of 5 tie on Can't Beat Karen.
Wow. Same one's right?
Same one's right. Same one's wrong.
Kristen, we are so on the same page.
Pretty good.
Listen, you got a $100 Stop and Shop gift card and an official Can't Beat Karen mug.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I listen to you every day. I'm a huge fan.
Aw, thank you.
That Stop and Shop gift card's going to help. Do you know how much eggs are?
Do you know how much eggs are? You can get like 6 eggs with that $100.
All right, live from the egg aisle, there's one more thing you have to say. There's not even an egg aisle. One more thing you get to say, Kristen.
I can't be
better,
but I'll try my best.
Can you be caring? No! Next time then.
Hey, by the way, Blown Off is brought to us by Samwell Pain Management, and that's why we're talking to Colin this morning, who says he's being blown off by Bridget after 2 great dates. Great chemistry. Date number 2 was with his entire family for brunch. He says everything was cool, but now she's not talking to him, so we'll see how the request for date number 3 goes.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. I'm looking for Bridget.
This is her. Is it?
Hi, this is Karen, Johnny, and Anthony from New 1027 Radio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Bridget. You're on the radio because we have a prize for you, and I really hope you say yes.
Okay, what is it?
Bridget, we wanted to set you up on a date with a man named Colin, who you've been blowing off. We know you went on 2 dates with him.
You remember Colin?
I remember Colin, yep.
He said that you guys went on 2 great dates. You had extraordinary chemistry. He's really bummed. He has no idea what went wrong and why you're not answering his calls or texts.
That's interesting. I'm a little shocked he doesn't know.
Was it the family brunch? I just have to ask.
It was a lot. Yes, it was a lot. It was especially a lot when he showed up to brunch in matching PJs with his mom.
Come on, Bridget. There's no way. What's the real reason?
Oh, I wish I was joking. I wish. I'm not.
So, was it just him and his mom that matched?
Hello? Can I speak for a second here?
Yeah. So, Bridget, that's Colin, who's on the phone with us.
Hi, Colin.
Hey, are you kidding right now? That's the issue?
Yes, that's the issue. You were acting like it was normal. It's not normal. Oh, weird.
Why is it weird? My whole family had matching pajamas on, and my mom and I just didn't feel like changing, so we went to brunch.
You couldn't take 5 seconds to change? You guys showed up in these, like, matching satin monogrammed PJs. It was so weird. It was already weird meeting your entire family on a second date, but then I felt like I was walking into, like, a weird Hallmark cult or something.
Oh, God.
It was weird.
Whoa, okay, that's really dramatic here, because we have the same pajamas on, so we have the same
dramatic
pajamas.
Wait. They were bright green, satin, shiny, monogrammed PJs.
Can I ask a question here, Colin?
What?
Easy, Colin. Is this like a normal thing? Like, you guys go to brunch in your PJs? Like, did everybody else have PJs on, or just you and your mother?
If everybody else jumped off a bridge, did you do it too? I mean, what's the deal here? Yeah, it's normal. It's normal for us. Why are you being so weird?
No, I'm not being weird. I'm just curious, like, what the scene looked like.
If none of you can understand the relationship that I have with my family, then this date just doesn't need to happen. Obviously, I made a mistake by calling, all right?
Oh, well, listen, we're just trying... Oh.
He hung up.
Did Colin hang up?
Colin is
gone.
I'm
just trying to figure it out.
I told you, he's weird. That's so weird.
This game is worth $1,000. It's time to play Can't Beat Karen, and we're going to welcome Ben to the show. Hi, Ben.
Hi, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell me about yourself. Where are you calling from? What are you doing right now?
I'm on my way to work. My boss is on vacation, so I'm filling in for him this week. And I've been listening to you guys all week, waiting to try to get this on the phone.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Well, look at you. You got through, Ben.
And he's the acting boss
for
the week.
I'm so excited for this.
I love that your first duty as acting manager is to call a radio station to win $1,000. How awesome.
I mean, look, I could definitely use the bonus. So
Let's go. We're trying to get you that bonus, Ben. You got to toss Karen Carson out of the studio. Kick her out of the room so we can play the game.
All right, Karen, get out of here so I can win some money.
All right, Ben. Good luck.
There she goes, Karen. Stepping out of the studio. We got 5 pop culture trivia questions ready to go. Big Ben is playing Can't Beat Karen.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Again, can you beat Karen? Yeah, okay then.
Question number one, Ben. Dua Lipa just celebrated a big birthday and has posted to Instagram to prove it. Did she turn 20 or 30?
30.
What color hair does Mr. Clean have?
He's bald.
This actor just got caught in a stop and frisk, and the officer didn't recognize him. Maybe he didn't see The Revenant, the movie that he was in. Who's the actor?
Oh, I don't know.
We'll move on to number 4. The Verrazano Bridge connects what 2 parts of the tri-state area?
The city and New Jersey.
Okay, and the final question. Anna Delvey is being harassed on social media for allegedly leaving this in a park after a photo shoot she did.
Was it a selfie or a cigarette?
All right, Ben, you got 2 out of 5 correct on Can't Beat Karen. Hey, maybe Karen gets 1 out of 5. You still win $1,000 then, so let's see what happens. Karen's coming back.
All right, let's hope, Karen, gives me that bonus.
Yeah, here she is. She's back. Don't tell Karen your score. We kicked Karen out so she wouldn't hear these questions. There's $1,000 hanging in the balance. Karen, number 1, Dua Lipa just celebrated a big birthday, and she posted to Instagram to prove it. Did she turn 20 or 30?
Wow, I'm going to say 20.
She turned 30. Whoa.
Whoa.
You did not get a point. Ben did. What color hair does Mr. Clean have?
He's bald.
Yes, he is. You got a point. So did Ben. I also would have accepted white hair because he has white eyebrows. I would have accepted
that.
They
really, like, sexualized Mr. Clean the past, like, 10 years, right?
Yeah, he gets romantic in the commercials. It's really weird.
Well, women have been hot for him for centuries.
Yeah, all right, Karen, take it easy. Here's question number 3. This actor just got caught in a stop and frisk, and the officer didn't recognize that it was him. Maybe he didn't see The Revenant, the movie that he was in. Who's that actor?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's Leonardo DiCaprio. He was in The Revenant. Yeah, you got a point.
And he got pulled over and frisked. I didn't even know that.
And nobody recognized him. You got a point. Ben did not. The Verrazano Bridge connects what two parts of the tri-state area?
Brooklyn. I know that. And Staten Island.
It's Brooklyn and Staten Island. Wow. You got a point. Ben did not. Not get that correct. He said New Jersey. Anna Delvey is being harassed on social media for allegedly leaving this in a park after a photo shoot.
Garbage?
No.
Trash?
No. Nobody got a point for that one. And I'm saying allegedly because she's suing the people who were talking about this story.
Oh, God.
Anna Delvey did a photo shoot with a bunch of bunnies. After she left the park, all the bunnies were left there. And they can't just survive in a park like that.
Why?
So people are going nuts. Anyway, Karen got 3 out of 5.
It's their
correct.
Habitat.
I know. Ben got 2 out of 5 on Can't Beat Karen.
That was Boo. Hard today, Ben. Boo. I'm sorry. Aw,
Karen, I could have used that bonus. Come on.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. But listen, you did get a $102 Amazon gift card.
All right.
And you got a Can't Beat Karen
that's
mug.
Okay. I'll take it.
Aw, that's great.
Oh, you don't take it, I will.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, one more thing you got to say.
I cannot be Karen.
Hey, Ben, good luck as acting boss today.
Yes,
fire someone.
Can you be